Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
It is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, here on Wednesday, the 7th of September. Why do we love hitting? Because sometimes it seems like the most difficult thing in the world. And other times when a dude like Bo Bichette of the Blue Jays is rolling, he keeps it rolling.
That is a fair ball into the right field corner. Boy, a pitch that was down, and he just dug down and lined it over the head of the first baseman of Mountcastle and into the corner for a double.
When you're hot, you're hot. And I don't care who's throwing or where they're throwing it, he's going to get good wood on the ball.
Bo Bichette stays on fire with 4 hits after 3 home runs the day before and extends the streak for the Porthinator. Ryan, what you at? 3? 4?
0.
Oh.
Because I doubled down with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who went 0 for 5.
Yeah, he's a good hitter. You'd think something good would have happened there, but no.
With all that offense last night, all that offense between the Jays and the O's, and Vladdy doesn't get a single damn hit.
Well, that sucks, but sweet call in the fourth pick in yesterday's pod, and I hope that anyone who listened benefited as well. Bichette, not among the top 10 selections yesterday in Beat the Streak. The top 5 and 6 of the top 7 all got a hit. Paul Goldschmidt, Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman, Ahmed Rosario. We did, though, have drama at the top of our leaderboard, though. State of the Streak is where we look at the top of every podcast, every weekday of the baseball season. The newly crowned and therefore reigning American League Player of the Week is Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox. And he was coming off 9 straight games with 2 or more hits. Bananas! It was a natural selection for our leader at 37, Floyd One. Here's Bogaerts' 3rd at bat in the 6th inning, man on first.
Bogaerts, ground ball short, backhanded stop, Chang out at 2nd and out at 1st. Nicely done by the Rays infield there, started by Yu Chang.
Xander removed for defense in the 7th by the Red Sox, allowed to rest in a game they were trailing 7-2 to Tampa Bay at the time, and Floyd One is denied. One more at bat. My God. I've been there just 8 games away. Well, I haven't been there 8 games away from 10 grand, but I've been there where the streak ends with pain like that. I always think of Andrés Giménez of Cleveland in Boston, standing there in the on-deck circle, needing one more at bat to give me one more chance to extend my streak, which was at 9 at the time. And there's a great defensive play by the Red Sox, and Giménez slowly walks back to the dugout, and I felt like the camera shot was on him for 45 seconds. Ryan, what was your most painful streak ender
on
the year?
It was also the streak ender of my longest streak, which was 13 back in July. Luis Arraez. I still will not forgive him for the fact that he went 0-for in Texas. He was like hitting almost 400 in his previous 20 games. And then he goes 0-for-5 in Texas and ended my streak.
This is it's a painful game. It's a painful sport. It's a painful life. Let's hear your pain. Share the pain of your most damaging streak ender on the year via Twitter with us at BTS Daily MLB. Meanwhile, Albuquerque Dodgers stays at 35 with a pass. The drama in MLB focuses on a few races. AL wildcard where Bichette and the Blue Jays could not beat the Orioles in Baltimore, so the O's pulled a 3.5 back for the final playoff spot. They need to keep winning. It's going to be tough later on with the Jays' Alek Manoah on the mound. And the drama is in the National League East, where the Braves, the world champions, have been the best team in baseball for like 3 months. Since June 1st, they are 62-24. With veterans having good years and rookies energizing the clubhouse, you know about Michael Harris II. You should also know about Vaughn Grissom.
Line drive right field. He's got that fourth hit. Have yourself a night, kid. Vaughn Grissom, 4-for-5.
Vaughn Grissom started the year at high A and is now a key cog for a title contender at age 21.
And one more thing speaks on the NL East. Max Scherzer on the injured list this morning for the New York Mets. So much more drama to come in the NL East as the stretch run goes forward here in September.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. That pain that he had in his side. Took himself out of the game the other day. Thought it was precautionary, but to the injured list he goes. In Pittsburgh, another rookie was blasting away at those Mets.
And that ball is leaving the park. O'Neill Cruz lines it out of PNC Park. Another two-strike, two-run home run, and the Bucks blowing out the Mets.
Cruz hit that one 113 miles an hour, went 422 feet, landed in the Allegheny River, and never really rose that high off the ground somehow. He admitted after the game that every time he goes to the plate, he's trying to hit the ball in that river. And that was his first time. By the way, the Mets once led by 10.5 games, now find themselves tied for first. It's not like they've fallen apart. Since that same date of June 1st, the Mets are 51-34. That's a 97-win pace. The Braves have just caught them with excellence. No matter what the Braves do in Oakland this afternoon, the Mets could reclaim first place alone by the end of the day. We'll tell you how in a moment on Beat the Streak Daily.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
17 games today. 17 games! An action-packed, fullest slate of the season. Wednesday, the Twins played two in New York as their game with the Yankees was rained out yesterday. And in Pittsburgh, the Mets get two cracks at the Pirates, making up a Labor Day washout there. Chris Bassitt and Jacob deGrom pitching in the twin bill for the Mets. So go ahead and skip O'Neill Cruz, any other Pirates in that second game, for what now should be obvious DeGrom reasons. Also, skip any of my Oakland A's, including Shea Langeliers, because the Braves are sending Spencer Strider out to follow up what was the best start in franchise history, his last time out.
You stay away, I stay away.
I'm giving you stayaways left and right. Enough stayaways! Who should we actually play today? We turn to the fourth pick first.
Jose Altuve is heating up for this stretch run. He's hitting .369 over his last 16 games. Altuve also has a .325 batting average against left-handed pitching this season. And tonight, the Houston Astros host the Texas Rangers and rookie lefty Cole Reagans. In his one appearance against Houston this season, Reagans gave up 6 hits and 4 1/3 innings. Close to 50% of Reagans' pitches are four-seam fastballs, and we know Altuve is historically great against those four-seam fastballs. So I'm going with Altuve and then Alex Bregman of the Astros in my double down.
The double down against that juicy matchup for Ryan Porth. That has been his way. Me, I do a daily double A. Analytically, let's go Alejandro Kirk of the Jays. 4 hits last night, having a great season. He hits .302 against right-handed pitching, 11th best in all of MLB. Dean Kramer of the Orioles has had a nice year, but his Statcast percentiles are ugly. He gets hit hard a ton, just 15th percentile in hard hit rate, while Kirk is up in the 85th percentile in hard hit rate. Expected batting average, same kind of discrepancy, just the 17th percentile for Kramer, 94th percentile for the all-star Kirk. Give me Alejandro Kirk. And anecdotally, based on faith and my gut, University of Cincinnati graduate Ian Happ did it again last night. He homered against the Reds. He's basically now played half a season in his career against Cincy, 81 games. He has 26 home runs, 62 RBIs, and an OPS of 1.089. The man is a menace. Happ right-handed tonight against Mike Minor. That's his weaker side in terms of power, but I don't care. He's going to rake against the Reds like always. The hit probability algorithm on the day so far loves a couple of Rockies against the lefty Eric Lauer and the Brewers at Coors, and also loves Christian Yelich there, who hit one 499 feet last night. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you're playing the game every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Down the stretch they come for Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. It is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, but especially Jose Altuve, Alejandro Kirk, and Ian Happ, continue to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.